A day after President Trump issued an executive order to stop separating families caught crossing the southern border, members of Congress are scrambling to figure out what to do with subsequent families who make the journey toward the U.S. Lawmakers tend to paint different pictures of what the problem actually is and who the real victims are, and that's true even within Alaska's all-Republican congressional delegation, as Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports.
Trump's order will continue the zero-tolerance arrests for border crossers with the intention that children would be detained with their parents. Senator Dan Sullivan says it's good to end the family separations, but the order doesn't solve the underlying problem.
The president's executive order gives a pause and I think brought relief to people who are concerned about the issue, but who knows how long that's going to last because it's going to be litigated.
A 1997 legal settlement says children can't be detained for more than 20 days, even with their parents. Sullivan says lawsuits will make it hard to hold families longer.
Or if 20 days hits, do you just say, okay, you're allowed free to go into the country even though we haven't adjudicated your status? That's the whole issue of catch and release.
Sullivan is concerned about people not coming back to resolve their cases and living in the U.S. illegally. And he sees a problem with people using children, even trafficking children, to game the system.
And the last thing we want to be doing is send the signal that, hey, if you show up in the United States with a child, somehow you're going to get a free pass into the country after 20 days.
Sullivan is co-sponsoring two bills that would provide more family shelters and add immigration judges to expedite court cases and asylum claims. The current family separation crisis began this spring after Attorney General Jeff Sessions imposed the new zero-tolerance policy. But as Alaska Congressman Don Young sees it, the real problem is decades old due to Congress not passing a good immigration law.
Because people don't want to solve the problem. It's a political issue. It's politics. And politics is nasty nowadays, and they're using the children as a pawn, and that's wrong.
And Young, like Trump, says the people at fault are the Democrats. As for the solution, Young wants a wall. But on Mexico's southern border.
If you build a wall in Mexico down there that the bottleneck is, that'd be a pretty short wall. I'd even pay for it. And then we have a chance to check them out before they go through Mexico. What they're doing is coming into Mexico just runs right into the United States.
Young says a compromise immigration bill in the House won't solve the problem, but is better than nothing. Senator Lisa Murkowski, when discussing the border problem, focuses on families from Central America who have legitimate asylum claims. She says many have tried to present their claims at official crossing points but have been turned away because the lines are long and there aren't enough U.S. officials to accept their paperwork.
And so what are those people supposed to do? You've come from a place where you live in fear. You've probably got very little financial assets to get you to return. You're going to walk back 2,000 miles? That's not going to happen.
Murkowski says many may cross the border illegally because they have no other way to contact American officials and apply for asylum. She's working with a group that includes Republican Senator Ted Cruz and Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein on a bipartisan bill. Unlike a lot of her colleagues, Murkowski doesn't focus on adults who may be exploiting children to better their chances of gaining access to the country.
I don't mention them because I don't know to what degree that is happening. I am not so naive to believe that there are not some bad actors out there.
But she says there are families with valid asylum claims, and she doesn't want to punish the many for the crimes of a few. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.